Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm Adis Ahmed. Happy New Year's. Here, the Wazema, New Year's Eve, Ethiopian, New Year's Eve, right here, the solar year, the eve of the solar year. Malcolm Adis Ahmed Adarasachu. May a beautifully good, a happy New Year's reach y'all. Malcolm Adis Ahmed Adarasen. May it reach I. Here. And thank Jah Rastafari. It is Friday. So here, Shabbat Eve is also the eve of the Ethiopian Hebrew, the Ethiopian New Year 2014. Here, 2014. And of course, I and I say Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and of course, thank Jah Rastafari.
Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay. Adis Ahmed. And here for Ethiopian New Year's, the daughters, a daughter song, the girls sing, Abebaye Hoy. Yes, sir. Malcolm Adis Ahmed. Happy New Year's right here, Ethiopian New Year's, Ethiopian Hebrew New Year right here. It's 2014. We're at the Wazema, the Eve, and that right there, Ethiopian New Year's, a chant, the daughters, they singing Abebaye, Abeba, flower. Abebaye, my flower. Abebaye hoy, oh my flower. Yes, here, we're at the eve of the new year, Ethiopically speaking. Also here, the eve, it's Shabbat time. So, interesting. Sendet Salam, Melkam Adis Ahmed, Sendet Salam. Right here, 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 both the eve of the Shabbat, the eve of the Sendet, the eve of the Sabbath, and also the eve of Ethiopian New Year 2014. Right here, here, here. Salam Ka, Ethiopia. Peaceful, fraternal greetings, Ethiopia. Ethiopia, salamta, salamta, greetings, peaceful greetings, Ethiopia. Pray for the peace of Ethiopia. Yes, I, and may Ethiopians at home and abroad pray for themselves and love one another. Here, 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 we have Ras Johnny, the fuller folk of the tune from Ras Johnny called Salamta. Here, 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 the fuller fullness right here. Senbet Salam. Yes, I. Shabbat Shalom. Senbet Salam. Here, here, here. Friday evening, the evening of the Shabbat, also the eve of Ethiopian New Year. Gregorian calendar is 2021. According to the ancient counting, correspondence is 2014. Actually, it's 7,514. But since the time of the Moshiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christos, here, 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 2014, coming forward.
Thank
you,
Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
The guy and I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, even New Jerusalem. Yes, I, Lali Bella. Here, 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 DJ Khan, Boss Johnny.
Everything is dying.
Come. Yes.
Rajani.
Allah.
Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
Latvia.
Wagwan, Ethiopia. From Dubai for the love of Ethiopia. Africa land. Shines to Africa. Divide the people, something is magical. Ethiopia is the reggae capital. I pray, just I wanna visit ya. I pray, major blessed ya. No way, no way, not gonna leave it now. Day after day, I can't believe it now.
Malcolm Addis Ahmed here at the Wazema, the eve both the eve of the Senbet, the Sabbath, the Shabbat, and also the eve of Ethiopian New Year. Short count, 2014. Long count, 7,514. Here, Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam. Here, traditional Beta Israel, the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, Sabbath chant, Sabbath song, right here, here, here. Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam.
Hello, 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 hello,
Yeah.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, double Eve, the Eve of the Shabbat, here in the season, and also the Eve of Ethiopian New Year, right here. That's right.
Shabbat Shalom, a song for days of rest inside your home.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
And here for the Shabbat time. Here in the Sabbath season, right here, the reason for the season, Waikulu, beginning off with Genesis chapter 2, bringing the Sabbath into focus, right here. Here's Benjamite, yes, sir.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat. Yes, it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat,
holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the only day.
Shabbat.
Yes, it is the Shabbat day.
Him that sits up on the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work, just as it was from in the first. Why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one. It's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Senbet peace. Rest safely. Rest The true rest and peace is in Christos and in him. Salam.
Yes, yes, yes. Light in the lights, the bracha, the blessing for light in the lights. Shabbat lights. Here, here, here. Word time.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, Mishianu, Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctified I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Praise be Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, here, double Eve right here, the Eve of the Shabbat corresponding the Eve of the Senbet, the Sabbath time, Ethiopian New Year, Isla Day, holiday, yes, I, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock off. And the biggest mark 11 day a wop. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From to the 40 acre and jackass.
Holiday,
machine them and them put them on repeat. Those it out will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break.
Holiday, a break from separation.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. May God not rise up the sabbatical chant. Psalms 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29. Give thanks, stretching forth the right hand, the fellowship to the Chabarim, Rastafari Chabarim, I and I fellows, I and I brethren, for the chanting of the Psalms, hear, hear, hear. But first, our Father in Zion.
Oh, our Father, who art in Zion, always be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth, thine will be done on earth. Always be thy name.
Israel,
Eleno Yanu,
Eloishan, Eloishan, Shomel Israel,
Eleno Yanu,
Eloishan, Eloishan, Shomel, Shomel Israel.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Sema, Sema, Israel, Sema, hear, Israel, Israel, hoy, Sema, Shema, Israel, Simi, Simi, Simi. Ethiopia, hoy, Simi, hear, hear, hear.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
This guy, rise up the sabbatical chant, Psalms 95 to 99, plus Psalm 29. Chabarim.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, our rest. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come, to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. For he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. the God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba-shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send it salam. And Melkam Addis Ahmed Wazema, the eve, here the eve of the Ethiopian New Year, corresponding here with the TJIF, Friday evening, the evening of the Shabbat. But the voice, the voice, the voice, the voice. Hear the voice that thunders.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I want to give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Sons, 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 sons of the mighty. Here, 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 Fredlock. Rise up.
Behold, a son of the Almighty, you can't control the children of Selassie, no, trotting in a Babylon, chanting Rastafari song. Though the road is rough and long, still we gonna hold on strong. Behold, a son of the Almighty, you can control the children of Selassie. The children of Selassie, they try to live upright, but Babylonian, yes Babylonian, always causing a fight against I and I. I tell you, oh yeah, yeah, oh. Children of Selassie, they try to live upright, but Babylonian, yes Babylonian, always causing a fight against I and I. Oh, I tell you now, whoa, yeah, yeah, you better see I and wish I were. Tongue shall tell what you do to I and I. You'll have to tell Selassie I. Behold, a son of the Almighty, you can control the children of Selassie I.
Yeah. Yes, Rastafari, the only yoke we take upon I and I is the yoke of the majesty I. Yes, I, Bishop Yeshua, Isis I. Here, just to keep it tight and right here, the Anabikoa, here the Hebrew, the English, here a mystical chant of the attributes of he who be, who he be, his divine majesty.
Ana bikoach gedulata yemineka tatiras erura. O Lord, we beseech thee to loosen with the greatness of thy powerful right hand those that are bound in captivity. Avel arina ta ameka sagrenua taherenu nora. Accept the cry of thy people, exalt and purify I and I, O thou who art tremendous. Na gibor dorsheya yehudeka kevavata shamreim, O most powerful God, we beseech thee to preserve as the apple of the eye those that seek the eye, who art God alone. Barakema tahirema rachimea tzidkateka tamida gamleim. Bless and purify them, and continually, itinually requite them according to thy merciful righteousness. Chasina kadosha brova tuveka nahela edateka. O thou who art most mighty and holy, guide thy congregate, thy aggregate people in thine abundant goodness. Yachida ge'ehe li'ameka p'nei zochre kedushateka. Thou who art God alone and most excellent, regard thy people and who continually make mention of thy holiness, of thy set apartness. Shawatenu kavel ushmas aikatenu yodea ta'elumot. Accept our prayers and hearken to our I and I cries. O thou to whom all secrets are known, Baruch Hashem, Kovoda Malkuto, Le'olam O'ed. Blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever, for ever and ever.
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He didn't know like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He didn't know like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I, I-Negro, 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 I-Negro,
Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Well, yes, yes, yes. At this point of the service right here, 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 usually come forth. So, Leka Dodi, Leka come. Dodi, Dodi, my friend, my lover, Dodi. Do, do, dawad, dawid, from that root right there. Yes, sir, wadada. Yes, so here we have the Leka Dodi, but here, 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 because of this double Eve right here, the Wazema, Ethiopically speaking, one for the Shabbat, here, 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 the Friday Eve on the TJIF, and also here in the season, the 10th of September, Gregorian 2021, we're at the Eve of Addis Ahmet, right here, 2014. So I'd like to rise up to chant the Leka Dodi. Come, my friend, come, my beloved, to greet the Shabbat with the Beta Israel, the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, right here, here, here. Rise up to chant in the Hebrew. Yes, I give ear, Shema Yisrael.
ברגע שמחללים את השבת יש צער מאוד גדול בשמיים. הוא ידלג זה עבר לסלמת. הקדוש ברוך הוא אמר לשבת, מהר כולקי זה יקבולקי, מי שישמור אותך אני מכון לו על כל עבונות.
Yes, yes, the Leka, Leka Dodi, Beta Yisrael, Ethiopia chanting the Leka Dodi. And here, 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 like to share this because it says in the word, even the Brit Chadasha, if one speaking a tongue, then, you know, one should interpret. Just give a basic interpretation of the Leka Dodi. Just to run through the basics of what we heard right there, 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 chanted by the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, Leka Dodi, Likrat Kala, Leka Dodi, Likrata Kala, something like that. He was chanting, Leka Dodi, Likrata Kala, come my friend, to meet the kala, to meet the bride. Pene Shabbat ne kabala. Nikai and I welcome ne kabala, kabbalah, to kabbalah, to receive, to welcome ne kabala. Nikai and I welcome, receive. Pene Shabbat, Pene, the presence, the Pene, the face of the Shabbat, the face of the Shabbat. Shamor with Zakora, Be Dibor Echad. Observe and remember the Sabbath day. The only El power, the only El power, cause I and I to hear in a single utterance. The Lord, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Echad, is Echad, Ahadu, is one. And his name, Ushemo, Shemo, Simu, his name, Echad, and his name is one, to his renown and his glory and his praise. L'shem u l'tiferet, tiferet, tibrekwi, link with the tafara. Tefari, Uale Tif Eret, glory, with Lita Hala, with Lita Hala, and his Elita, his exaltation, his praise, going through. Likrat Shabbata, Liku, with Melka, come, make I and I go to meet the Shabbat. For it, for she is a wellspring of Baraka, blessing, from the beginning, from of old, from Mikedem, from the Kedem, from the old, from the ancient times, Mikedem. It, she was ordained last in production, first in thought. Then the chorus comes forward, Likadodi, Likrat, Kala. Come, my friend, my beloved, to meet the Shabbat, to meet the bride, Pene Shabbat Nikabalat. Nikainai, welcome the face, the presence of the Shabbat. O sanctuary of Ainai King, Ainai Melech, Ainai Negus, even Negus and Neges. O regal, royal city, arise, go forth from thy overthrow, speaking to she. Long enough hast thou dwelt in the valley of weeping. Verily, truly, he will have compassion. He will have compassion on thee, on the eye. Lekadodi likrata kala pene shabbata nikabala. Chorus right there. Next verse. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise, put on the garments of thy glory. O my people, through the son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, draw thou nigh to my soul, redeem it, redeem her. Likadodi likrataka lapne shabbata nikabala. Next verse. Arouse thyself, arouse thyself, for thy light is come. Arise, shine, awake, awake. Give forth a song. The glory of Jehovah is revealed upon thee, the eye, speaking to she. Likadodia likrataka lapne shabbata nikabala. Next verse. Be not ashamed, neither be confounded. Why art thou cast down, and why art thou disquieted? The poor of my people trust in thee. The city shall be built on her own mound. The city shall be built on her own mound. Likadodi likrata kala pene shabbata nikabala. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil. And all that would swallow thee shall be far away. Thy power, Elo Hayik, speaking to she, shall rejoice over thee as a bridegroom rejoiceth over his bride. Likadodi likrat kala, pene shabbata nikabala. Thou shall spread abroad on the right hand and on the left, and thou, the eye, shall reverence or respect Jehovah through the offspring of Perez. We, I and I also shall rejoice and be glad. Lekado di likrat kala pnei shabbat nikabala. Come in peace, thou, the eye, crown of thy husband, with rejoicing and with cheerfulness in the midst of the faithful of the chosen people. Come, O bride, come, O bride. Here, 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 lekado di likrata kala pnei shabbata nikabala. So here, 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 the fuller fold, the fuller fold, just to give ones and ones a hear, so ones can know what the meaning is. Yes, I praise him. Elilta, elil to Yah, hallelujah. Rastafari, praise the power. And at this point of the sabbatical service, we go to Psalm 92, which is the psalm, the evening, the Sabbath evening psalm, the Psalm 92, Friday evening is 93. So we go to 92, 93, and we seal up the chants. The eyes is initiating, beginning off, starting the Shabbat. So here, 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 Psalm 92.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Shabbat peace, Shabbat shalom, rise up the chant.
Besama abo well women fes kadu sahadu amlakame. Kibber the kalu, kibber the tiltu, kibber the hiding, kibber the sedama, we hide in the Ja, Rastafari. Ajaja way on, where? Ajaja way on, where? Hey. Ten bet salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Ten bet salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. This is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises the Most High, Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10 strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah.
inside your home and steal Ben Bet Salam. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when God's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest. Ten Bet Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well. Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. God said take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send back salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And better the Imnegere Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. Ajaja way away. Ajaja way away.
Days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
And so here, Psalm 93, the Friday evening psalms, sealing up the chants, the eyes of David, the psalms of David, here.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Forever and ever, the Beta Rastafari, islandness. Shabbat shalom, send a salam, and a melkam adis amet, wazemai eve, right here.
Rastafari, Dalmaitia. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of things are vast country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of things are vast country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of things are vast country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo!
The only king of the Shabbat, of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is I and I only future. Interesting right there. Sizzler, he's quoting and referring to Revelation. Just a little word right here. Gonna ride up one more tune and then get into today's daily psalm according to the royal order here. For the eve, we have Psalm 4, the fourth psalm of David. Here in Revelation chapter 17, verse 14, it says, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords, Adonai of the Adonim. He is the Melech of the Melachim, the Negus of Neges. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." Verse 15, "And he saith to me," to I, even I and I, "the waters that thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns that thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and they shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire." But this is the verse right here, 17:17, an iteration here as we move into a new year, a new season. It says, "For Elohim, Hailahim, the power, Egeziah, the sustainer, have put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of Hailahim of Ha Elohim, the power Exiavir, shall be fulfilled." Here. Verse 18, just to seal up the chapter. "And the woman that thou sawest is that great city that reigneth over the kings of the earth, yet Jah reigneth and ruleth over them all." Praise be.
Oh, excellent is thy name, the Lord set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai.
I'm grateful, the sun shines for us, and your heart lift up his eyes and up.
Live and live again.
upon your own misunderstanding. Saying in your heart that Jah is dead. You must be messed up in your head.
Ross Zachariah with Jah Rain. Yes, I. As a compliment to Psalm 93, calling on the Levitical Rastafari, the singers and players of instruments, of course, for more glory of His Majesty, inspired tunes and dubs. Yes, I chant and eyes is this. Here. This is what it said from the liturgy, the Kadase of His Majesty on the Fridays. Here, give ear and hear.
Besim'ab, wewelid, wemenfes kedus, ahadu amlak. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besenbed ken. Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit. Shalame Kohulum yilik Sahayin asaye Meskel abra Samayin bekoakabit Shalame. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Yes, I, the children then. Yes, I. So here. For September 10th, the daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm 4. So we have Psalm 4 right here. Usually we have, you know, gone through the psalm. We went through the psalm before, but we don't find a record right here. We have the native speaker, Abraham Chebude, on the burning spear invasion dub plate to share. But let's go through the psalm and go through it live right here on the ear. But first things first, from low degrees to high degrees, we're going to start off the KJV here with some Hebrew highlights of today's daily psalm, Psalm 4. Let's just bring this up right here, just to share the context, and then we'll go through the Parallel Bible. Also link ones and ones that will seek to get a copy of the Parallel Bible, where we have His Majesty's, the Royal Amharic, the King of Kings translation on one side in the KJV,
some selected notes. We didn't fully go through all the notes or more fully, but especially some of the basic notes are there, and it's a very good aid and tool for ones and ones to learn the Amharic, Nati Dread, Rastafari, Naya Dingi, Bobo Shanti, 12 Tribes of Israel, all Rastafari, Federation. Yes, I learned the Royal Amharic. But here we have Psalm 4, an evening prayer, in relief. Psalm 4, the psalm that corresponds here with Ethiopian New Year's Eve, speaking of the 10th. In most years, the New Year's is the 11th, and leap years is the 12th, but here, looking forward to September 11th. So we have Psalm 4, an evening prayer in relief. The same spirit, Irid, pervades this psalm, this chant, this mizmor, or in the Amharic, mezmor, the Amharic enunciation, as the former. So here the connection of today's psalm, Psalm 4, is in connection with Psalm 3. So Psalm 3 and 4 go together. Psalm 3, Mizmor Gimel, the third psalm, Psalm III, is a morning prayer or a dawning prayer in distress, a morning dawning prayer in distress. And today's psalm is an evening prayer in relief. So the same spirit, the Irid, that pervades this chant, this Isis, is as the former. So Psalm 3 and 4 together. And they should be read together. The writer, and I given the Isis the chance, this is now feels, or we should perceive, that I reliance, I eifidence, confidence, jafidence upon Jah, Rastafari, and I time, Iowa of trouble, has been justified, made righteous, and a sense of tranquility possesses him. Just reading the note right here. So the basic idea is that Psalm 4 is a companion to Psalm 3. Psalm 3 is a morning prayer, the dawning prayer in distress. But the evening comes and there is tranquility, there's islefulness. So that might be one of the reasons why in the ancient daily psalms it was appointed for the eve, even the eve of Addis Ahmed. So here, let's ride up, basic ear, KJV, then the Royal Amharic. Yes, sir.
Psalm 4.
Mizmor Dalet. Lamnatseh, Binginot, 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 Mizmor Le David.
Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, my righteousness.
Bekori aneni Elohe Sitki.
Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress.
Batzar hirhavtali.
Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer.
Honneni ushema tefillati.
O ye sons of men.
Bene ish.
How long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. 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 Dwell in safety.
Now here, the Royal Amharic, native speaker, and we'll go through the verse by verse after this. Jah willing. Yes, sir.
He goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. set good for the passerby instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, E.T.
مزمور عرب لمزمران عليك فبغن عوج يداوي تمزمور يتفدكي عملاك بتقرهوش 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 بتقرهوش
with the intention to steal our culture. That's good for the passerby instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, E.T.
Mazmur Arab لمزمران عليك فبغن عوج يداوي تمزمو يتدكي عملاك بتقرهو تكيزي من لسلي بجن قتيم عصفها اللي ماري سألوتين امسما انان تيسول جوج تسكمتي درس لبات جهون تاكب دالاتشو كنتو نگرن لمن تود دالاتشو حصتنم لمن تشالاتشو اكزيا فير بتعدقو اندى تقلت اوكو እግዚአብሔር ወደርሱ በተጣራው ጊዜ ይሰማኛ ተቆጡ ነገር ግን ኃጢያትን አታድርጉ በመኝታችሁ ሳላችሁ በልባችሁ አስቡ ዝም በሉ የጽድቅን መስዋዕት ሰው በእግዚአብሔርም ታመኑ በጎውን ማን ያሳየናል የሚሉ ብዙ ናቸው አቤቱ የፊትህ ብርሃን በላያችን ታወቀ በልቤ ደስታን ጨመር ከስንዴ ፍሬና ከወይን ከዘይትም ይልቅ በዛ በሰላም ተኛለሁ አንቀላፋለሁ አቤቱ አንተ ብቻህን በእምነት አሳድረኸኛልና
Psalm 4 Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call out. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Dwell in safety.
Food, shelter, and clothes. I have a gift time. Gift time to highly, highly, highly.
Wadada, wadada, in them heart, wadada, 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 he like, he love,
what that day. Yes, I. Here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Edek, we have Mezmor Dawit, Psalm of David, Mezmor Arat, 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 Psalm 4. In English, the superscription, the title, Hebraically the first verse, that reads, to the chief musician on Neginot, a Psalm of Dawit. Now here, just a little footer right here, Neginot. In the Hebrew, Binginot, 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 Binginot. We cite there the Bingi, Ayabingi. Since Neginot, right here, we're reading from the parallel Psalms, the Psalms of David, published by the Lion of Judah Society, right here, the parallel Bible with the 1611 English KJV and the Ethiopian King of Kings, 1961, them hard texts side by side. So here, Neginot, Neginot in the Hebrew, the preposition on or upon or by way of, Be'er, in the sense of Binginot, 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 the harps. Hebraically, it's a string instruments likened to the Begenawoch, the Begena, Begena, in Amharic, the Begenawoch, that are mentioned in connection with the following psalms. So we have Psalm 3 and the Neginot, Neginot, Binginot, or the Begenawoch in Psalm 5, Psalm 3, Psalm 5, Psalm 53, Psalm 54, Psalm 60, Psalm 66, Psalm 75. Now, some interpret this as musical direction. It's like we'll say to the chief musician, to my selector, upon this dub or that dub or a particular, you know, a wiz-waze, a rhythm. All right? So here. At this point, musical, right, and the liturgy, the Kedase directions now appear as titles or superscription of these psalms, Psalm 4, Psalm 6, Psalm 54, 55, 61, 67, and 76. These were appended to the preceding psalms. This is on the notes right here. But just on the basic here, today's daily psalm, superscription Bamarinya in the Ngusa Neges Kwankwa in the King of Kings language. Besama'a Wawelid Amenfes Kadus Ahadu Amlak in the Jemralen. In Jemralen, we begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Here. Mezmore Dawit Mezmor Arat. Le Mezemran Aleka Be Begenawoch. Ye Dawit Mezmor. Le mezemran, mezemran, the chanters, those who do the eyes, as mezmor is psalm, more it's eyes, it's chants. Le mezemran, the chanters aleka, to the chief of the chanters, be begenawoch. So in the royal Amharic, the begenawoch, be begenawoch corresponds with Binginot, Binginot, the harps, Binginot. Ye Dawit Mezmor. Ye Dawit, ye, preposition of Dawit, of David, Mezmor, a chant, Isis, of David. And here, since it's in the first part of the Psalms and Psalter, we go through some footnotes just to bring out some of the sense here. So for Le Mezmor, Le Mezemran Aleka, Le Mezemran Aleka, for the Le Mezemran Aleka, the Amharic being interpreted as to or for the leader of the musicians, the chanters, the psalmists. And it's often found written in the superscription or the subscription of the KJV 1611 authorized version as to the chief musician. So in Amharic, Le Mezemran Aleka, Le for Mezemran, the Mezemran, the chanters, the Isises, Aleka, for the leader of the Isises, the chief of the Isises, the chanters. And it's contained in the Hebrew Tehillim, in the book of the Hebrew, the Elilta, the Hallel Tehillim, or the Yehudi book of Psalms, as reading,
for the leader. Sometimes we bring that out, you know, as the overcomer, but we'll touch on that when we get to that. So once again, right here, 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 just to ground at the superscription, Le Mezemran, the Mezemran, the chanters, the Mezemran, Aleka, Le Mezemran, Aleka. Next word, Be Begenawoch, Be Begenawoch, the Begenawoch. What is the Begenawoch? Begenawoch is the plural of the Begena, the Begena, Begena. The plural form of the Begena is the Begenawoch. The Ethiopian Hebrew 10-stringed harp is written here. The Begenawoch, right? The Begenawoch, right? Equals the Negi note, the Negi note. As etymology will be interesting insights into the Ethiopic and the Hebraic, what some call the syncretism, right? The kind of blending of language, religion, faith, spirituality, and ancient culture, or simply put, in the preamble of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, I divine heritage. So the Begena is the 10-stringed harp, the 10-string harp. The Masinko, right, the Masinko, one way of saying it, Masinko, Masenko, right, is one string like a violin. Then we have Yedawit Mezmor, 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 in Yedawit Mezmor, of David psalm, a psalm of David. While the title of the book bears a more gutters, the title of the book bears a more gutters. What I mean by that, the title of the book is Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore, Psalm of David. That construction is gutters. Mezmore Dawit in the Amharic will be translated as Yedawit Mezmor. So the title of the book bears a more gutters or old Ethiopic construction, Mezmore Dawit, instead of the Amharic, Yedawit Mezmor. Essentially, both are the same, the difference being the syntax or the word order of the new and old, respectively. The superscription, or titling of the Psalms, the chants, first appears in Psalm 3. So what we know as a superscription, a little small type before the first verse, it begins in the Psalter, the Psalms of David, Psalm 3, and often Psalm 1 and 2 in the ancient is thought to be the beginning and end, so they're one psalm. They looked at it as one psalm. And lastly, the superscription, the titling, appears in Psalm 145. So here, with that basic overview in the superscription, so we can give eyes as Psalm 47 verse 7 says, give praises of understanding, and understanding over standing. Here we begin at Kuter An, verse 1. Yesidke amlak betarahut gizeh maleselin betinketem asefahilin maring selotenem sma. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy up on me and hear my prayer. Yeah, Tzidke Amlak. Yeah, of Tzidke, my righteousness, Amlak. Source, Amlak, source of my righteousness. Yeah, Tzidke Amlak, betarahut gizeh. Betarahut gizeh, tarahut. I call when I call, bet rahut gizeh, gizeh, in the time that I call, maleselin, 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 answer for I. May the source of my righteousness, when I call on him, answer for I. Bet chinketem, and chinket. Chinket is like anxiety, chinket from chinket. Cheneke, to be in a tight situation, stress. So physically, one may be in a stress, health-wise, financially-wise, psychologically, spiritually. Becinkete, asefa, hilin, asefa, like asa, Ashefahilin. Ashefahilin. Broaden for I in my distress and my anxiety. The word best brought out as anxiety. Broaden for I. Broaden for I, because it in cat is like a tightness, a constriction. So here the call, Ashefahilin. Broaden for I. All right, broaden for I. Marain, 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 marain. Have mercy upon me, I, marain. Selotenim, sema, selote. My prayer, selotenim, and my prayer, sema, sema. Hear my prayer. Yitzit ke amlak v'terahut gizeh melesalim. In ketem asefahelim marein selotenim sema kuter hulet verse 2. Inan tiyasolijo chiskameti deret lebatchuhona takabdalachu. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. Now it's interesting right here, this word. Seek after leasing. Just looking over here at the Hebrew for a moment, where it says, in that ye love vanity and seek after falsehood. Interesting. Leasing, falsehood. Bamarinya in the Amharic right here, Let me notice this right here. Wow. This is really interesting here. Hold on, brothers and sisters. I hope it's not a typo, but I think we came across this before. But hold on for a moment right here, We're in Psalm 4. And so we're getting one of the hard copies, and we're seeking to get more hard copies ever since LOJ Society 99 and also the great Ross Seymour McLean announced His Majesty's Bible has become very hard over the years to acquire hard copies. So if you know of printers that can print large size books, and link us at lojs.org right here, Chan. Okay. Yeah, it seems as though we're going to have to do a little reprint. I think we use the digital. Sometimes the digital is not all that it cracks up to be right here, Part of the verse, it seems, dropped out in the printing. Just to acknowledge it, because it says, he who seeks to cover his sins won't prosper, and I seek to prosper in Jehovah. So here. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Enant yeso lijoch. Enant, you all, yeso of men, lijoch. Lijoch. Children, yeso of men, children of men. Iskameche deres lebachuhun takadalachu. Iska meche, iska until meche, until when? Iska meche, until when? Deres, reaching until when? Lebachuhun, your heart, takabdalachu. How long will you make your heart heavy? Kentu negrina lemon, tewadalachu? Hasetinim lemon, tishalachu? Kentu, vain, negrin, vain thing. A vain thing, lemon, lemon, why? To what did I latch you? To what did I latch you? To what did I latch you? From like the root of wadada, or as Rastama may say, wadada, but here, to what did I latch you? Will you all love? Why do you all love vain thing, a vain thing? Hasetinim, hasetinim and lies, lemon, to shalach you? Lemon, why? Le, for, min, for what? Le, min, for what? Lemon, why? Tishalachu? How long will you seek? How long will you all seek? Kuter source, verse 3. Exiavia be tzadku. Exiavia be tzadku in the tegeleteweku. Exiavia roda ersua betet arau gize. Yesamanya, but know that Exiavihir, stain of the good, generous, open hand, Ab, Exiavihir, the Trinity in Exiavihir, the sustainer,
But know that the sustainer have set apart him that is godly for himself. Exiavi, sustainer, will hear when I call to him. Exiavi, betzadku, in righteousness, in the tegelet eweku, has revealed. Oh, wow. Wow, I'm looking at the KJV and what it says in Amharic. In the Tegelata, as he has revealed that Fadko in his righteousness, Ewako, know y'all this, become cognizant, know that Exiavihir in his righteousness, Exiavihir that Fadko, in there as Tegelata, as he has revealed, Ewako, like I say to y'all, Ewako, like know this. All of y'all. Exiavihir woder sua betet arau gize is the man yal. Exiavihir sustainer, woder toward arsu, toward him, betet arahu gize, when I call towards him, yes, the man yal. He will hear when I call. He will hear when I call to him. So when it says betzadku in the righteous, in his righteousness, or in the one who is righteous, exiavi betzadku in the tegelet has revealed in his righteousness in the one who is righteous, eweku, know this, that exiavi reveals in his righteousness and the same sense of in the righteous, exiavi water arusu, exiavi the sustainer towards him, but the tarahu gize, when I call him, even call him by name, yisamanya, yisamanya, he will hear I. Kuter arat, tekwetu, negergin hatiatin atadurgu, lemenitachu salachu belabachu aslu, zimbelu. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Now in the Hebrew, the Selah there, coming from the Hebrew, was the liturgical notes, right? The liturgical notes. We don't have the Selah in the Amharic or the Ge'ez because Hebraically the Psalms was the liturgy. So the Selah is musical direction that did not somehow cross over, as it were, amongst the Israelites of Ethiopia. But there's a pause right there, even in the sense of what's being said. Stand in awe and don't uck up. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Tekwetu, speaking to like all of y'all, speaking to a bunch of ones, right? Still speaking to the Yesoli Joch, the children of men. Tekwetu. Quita, to be angry, be angry. Tekwetu, be angry. Neger, mad again, but however on the other hand, neger again, Khatiatin, sin akri, atadrigu, speaking to many ones, don't do. So it's like saying, be angry, but don't sin. Tekwetu negergin hadiatin atadergu. The men you touch you on your bed or the place that you tenya that you lay down. The men you touch you salachu while you are on your bed. Belebachu in your heart. Aspu means to think, to consider. In Hebrew we have the like cheshbon hanefesh, the searching of the heart to consider. It's more than thinking, just in the thinking, as we use thinking, it's like take a deep reckoning, a deep meditation, reckon this, account this, the menyutachu, salachu, velabachu, aspu, zimbelu, zim, is like shh, zim, to be quiet, to be silent, zim, speaking to a bunch of ones, like a bunch of people who are, you know, like a bunch of men are chatting or whatever, and I say, Zimbelu. I'm basically saying, be quiet. The idea of be still. Zimbelu. Kutar arat again. Tekwetu negergin hatiatin na tadargu. Bemenitachu salachu velabachu aspu. Zimbelu. Kutar amis. Verse 5.
יצד כן מסוואת השאו בגזיברם תמנו. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in Ekziavihar, in the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Here, here, here. Yeah, Tzidkin, Tzidik, Tzidik, righteousness, Tzidik. Yeah, Tzidkin, Meswa'it. Meswa'it is an offering. Sawu, Sawu is a command to a whole bunch of ones. Sawu, to the same you all being spoken to. Yeah, Tzidkin, Meswa'it, Sawu. Offer y'all the Tzidik Meswa'it, the righteous offering. Yetzid Kin Meswa'it, Sawu Be'egziyabi Harim, and in the sustainer, Tamenu, Tamenu, trust, Tamen, trust, Ras Taman, Tamen, Tamenu, speaking to like you all, right, to trust, to have faith, accept as true and faithful in Egziyabi Harim. Kuter Siddist, verse 6. They're going, man yasa yinal. They're going, man yasa yinal. Yemilu, pizu nacho, abetu. Yefite brhan, beyarachin, taweke. They're going, man yasa yinal. They're going, good. Well, let me read the English first. It says it here in the KJV, there be many that say, who will shew us any good? Lord, Abetu, I fathers follow, father house, Abetu. Lift up, lift thou the eye up, the light of thy, the eye countenance, the light of thy face up on us. Begowin. Begowin is good. There's different words for good. Like we say, Melkam, Adis Ahmed, like happy or good new year. Here, Bego has more to do like with generosity in that sense, right? Like begoneta drago, to like a charitable organization. Begoin, good in a charitable sense. Man, man, who? Yasayenal, yasayenal. He show us, but since it's raised at the end, yasayenal, like a question. Begoin, man, yasayenal. Who will show us anything that is good or charitable? Yemilu, Yemilu, they who say, Bizu, Bizu, Nuff, 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 Bizu, Nacho, they are. Yemilu, they who say, Bizu, Nuff ones, many, Nacho, they are. There are many who say, they're going, Man, Yasayanal, who will show us any good? Abitu, I fathers follow, father of the house, Yefite, Yefite. The eye face, the eye presence, the eye countenance, Burhan, the light of thy face, the light of thy countenance, Yefiteh, Burhan, Belayachin, Belayachin, upon us, Tawak, reveal, cause us to know, make it known, make the light of thy face known up on us. Abetu, Yefiteh, Burhan, Bereachin Taweke Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Belibe Desitana Chemere Kasinde Frena Kawaina Kazitim Yilik Beza. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that I was at. Their corn and their wine increased. Belibe in my heart Desita. Destan, with the direct object mark of the verb, destan. Belibe destan, tsemere, 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 added. The I, speaking to he be, the I has added in my heart, belibe destan, happiness, joy. Belibe destana tsemere, kasinde freyina, kasinde. From like the grain, fruit, King James translated as corn, kasinde, the grain, kasinde, sinde, kasinde, more or from, sinde, frey, frey, fruit, frey, na, frey, na, from the grain fruit and kawain, wine, wine, kazet, zayit, zayit, oil, kazetim, yilik, yilik, more so, beza, beza, increase. Translation, not too bad. More than in the time that corn, it doesn't say their corn and wine, it says more than when the corn, the wine, and the oil. It actually says the wheat, the wine, and the oil, bamarinya. Kasinde na fre, kasinde freyina kawine, kazetima yilik beza. More than the grain, fruit, the wine, and the oil increase. The gladness is more than when I have a bumper harvest. The gladness that he has added in my heart. Belibe destan chemeri, kasinde freyina kawine, kazetim yilik beza. Kuter cement, verse cement, verse 8. Besalam etenyalo an kalafalo hum abetu ante bechahin bemnet asad rehinyalena. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, for the I, Abir, to thy father's father, O Ab of the Beit, O father of the house, only makest me, makest I dwell in safety. Here, here, here. This right here is a very good prayer, you know, like a prayer when you teach your children prayer, like before they go to rest. This is it from Dawid, from David, from the king. Bet salam, in salam, in peace, etenyalo, bet salam, etenyalo, in salam, in peace, etenyalo, I will lay down, tenya, an kelafalohum, and I will sleep, an kelafalohum. Abir to I father's father, O Ab of the Beit, O father of the house, ante, the I, speaking directly to he who be, who be, ante, bichahin, bichahin, only the I, ante bichahin, only the I, bemnet, beimnet, beimnet, here, got the 90-second mark right here, 90 seconds, calling, beimnet, imnet, in faith, imnet, imnet in the Hebrew, emuna, faith, the hymenot, but imnet, in faith, asad rehinyalina, in faith, the eye causes I to spend the night, to adab, adab, asad rehinyalina, besalam etenyalu, an kalafaluhum, abitu, anta, ante, bichahin, beimnet asad rehinyalina. Here, here, here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Today's daily psalm, right here, 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 according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek. Going to ride up right here, here, here with the Midrash, right, going into some of the Hebrew, but first giving respect to the King of Kings translation and sharing it with the brothers and sisters. Yes, I.
Let the message shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre, and Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Yes, yes, yes. Like to share even a little bit more on the Niggy note, Bingy note. We've done it previously, just the time here, here, here on the harps. I and I, Rastafari, don't know what the harps are, but it's interesting that even the Hebrew word sound, the Niggy note, Bingy note, you know, yes, I, Rastafari, here, here. Let's write off the Midrash right here, here, here. on the ear and in the irid. Yes, I, Lee Scratch Perry, Arthology.
Shalom, Kabarim. Shalom. Today's daily psalm right here, Mizmor Dalet. Psalm 4, Mizmor Dalet. Lanatseyach, Bia Neginot, Mizmor Ledawi. Dekari, Neni, Elohea Tzidki. Batsara hira chabtali chaneni ushma'a tiflati. For the leader, with stringed music, a psalm of David, Lanatseyach, be a neginot, be neginot, mizmor le Dawi. Shalom, Chabarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm right here, Mizmor Dalet. Psalm 4, Mizmor Dalet. Lanatseyach, Bia neginot mizmor ledawi. Dekari aneni Eloheya tzidki. Batsara hira chabtali chaneni ushma'a tiflati. For the leader, with stringed music, a psalm of David, Lanatseyach, Bia neginot, Binginot Mizmor Le Dawi. Hear me, hear I, when I call, O God of my righteousness. Dikari Neni Elohei Tzidki. All that Dawid, that David, says in the book of Psalms, in the Sefer Tehillim, is said of himself, or of the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, the congregation of Israel. According to Rav Judah, the words, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Dekari neini Elohei tzidki. Hear me when I call. Answer I, hear I, answer I when I call. Dikari neini Elohei tzidki. This means that David prayed for himself, saying, O God of vindication, O Elohim of vindication, the obligation to vindicate me rests upon thee, upon the eye, because I am of the tribe of Yehuda, because I am of the tribe of Judah. It is proper for thee to hear the voice of my prayer, tifilati, sent in Braka, in blessing the tribe of Judah. Moshe said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Yehuda. Debarim, Deuteronomy 33:7. Wizot li Yehuda, Wayomar Shema, wa kol Yehuda. Hear, Yahweh, Jehovah, Shema, Yahweh, Shema, Yahweh. Hear, O Jehovah, the voice of Yehuda, all Yehuda. According to the rabbis, the Rebbeinu, the ancient Rebbeinu, scholars of HaTorah, the verse, it means
that the congregation of Israel prayed for itself, saying, "Hear me, hear I when I call, O God, O Elohim, Elohei Tzedi, O Elohim of vindication." The obligation to vindicate me, to vindicate I, even I and I, rest upon thee, the I. Even if I have no good work, even if I have no good works, show mercy to me. Show mercy to I. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught that because David said, according to the words of Psalm 3, verse 5, "I cry to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill." Oli Eli Yehovah Ekra Wayaneni Yamehar Kad Show Selah. I cried with my voice, I called to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and he answered me, he answered I, out of his holy hill, Selah. Pause. Oli Eli Yahuwah Ekra Wayaneni Mehar Kadesho Selah. We know that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, heard the voice of prayer when Ha'ekal, the temple, Ha'ekal was standing. But when Ha'ekal, the temple, with the temple destroyed, downstroyed, does he still hear? Yes, King, amen. Because scripture says, "Hear me, hear I when I call." Hear me, hear I when I call. Bikari, that is whenever I call. A further comment on the verse in Mizmor Dalet, here, Psalm 4, where it reads, "Thou who hast set me at large when I was in distress." Here, Psalm 4, verse 2, the B part of the verse, that reads in the Hebrew, Batzar, Tirchavdali, "Thou who didst set me, set I free, when I was in distress." Batar Hirchatali. According to Rav Yohanan, there were three matters that David was distressed and stressed about. The sight of the house of Ha'elohim, the house of God. The taking of Bathsheba. And Shlomo, Solomon's succession to the kingship. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, set His mind at rest about them. And the proof that David was distressed and in stress about the sight of the house of God, the Bait El, the Bethel, the house of the true good, the true God. Well, Scripture says, even in Psalm 132, verses 1 to 5, "Lord, remember to David, all his distress, how he swore to the Lord, 'Surely I will not come into the tent of my house, nor go up into the bed that is spread for me. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to my eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord.'" Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit Shir Hama'ilot Zikor Yahweh LeDavid Eit Kol Onoto Eit Kol Onoto Asher Nishba'a La Yahweh Nadara La Edir Yaakov
Ima bo bi ohella baiti. Im e ale Allah resa ye o ai. Ima etena she nata le ainai. Le afa apaya te numa ada mfa makoma la Yahuwa. Misha kanota la ebiria ekob. A song of ascent, Shir Hama'elot. A song of degrees, Shir Hama'elot. Lord Yahweh Jehovah, remember to David, Zikor Yahweh Ledawi, all his affliction, Eight Kola Enoto, how he swore to Jehovah, Asher Nishaba'a La Yahweh, and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob, Nadara La Ebira Ya'ikob, surely I will not come into the tent of my house. Im abo be ohella beti, nor go up into the bed that is spread for me. Im e'ile Allah eres yitzwai. I will not give sleep to mine eyes. Im etena shenata le ainai, nor slumber to mine eyelids. Le afapaya tenuma, until I find out a place, until I find out a place for Yahuwah, for Jehovah, Ada emfa makom la Yahuwah, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Mishkanota la bir ya'ikov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Holy One, blessed be he, set his mind at rest for David. For David found the site, as it is said, even in 1 Chronicles chapter 21 verses 18 to 19, 1 Chronicles chapter 22 verse 1. Then the angel of the Lord commanded that David should rear an altar to the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite. And David went up and said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel." Umalak Yahuwah amara illa kada lemora le David kia ya ele David le hakima miza beyach la Yahuwah be gorena arnana hayabusi. Waya Allah Dawida Bidabara Kada Ashara Dibera Bitshemi Yahuwah. Wayomer Dawid Zehu Beiti Yahuwah Ha Elohim Wize Mizabeyacha Le Ola Le Israel. And Dawid, and David was distressed about his taking of Bathsheba, for men were speaking against him in Israel, saying, "Is it possible that he who took the ewe lamb murdered its shepherd and caused the people of Israel to die by the sword can ever have help from God?" But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, set his mind at rest. For Nathan said to David, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 12 and 13, "The Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die." Wayomer David il Nathan, chatati la Yahuwah. Wayomer Natan, illa Dawid. Kam Yahuwah. He'edir chatateka lo tamut. Jehovah also have put away thy vi sin. Gam Yahuwah he'edir chatateka. Thou the eye shalt not die. Lo tamut. 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 13. About the third matter, Israel said, what does David think? That his kingship should be continued through Bathsheba's son, through Bathsheba's son? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, set David's mind at rest. For the word of the Lord came to David, saying, even in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 9, behold, a son shall be born to thee to the eye, who shall be a man of rest. His name shall be Solomon. His name shall be Shlomo. Hine ben nolad lak. Hua yihye isha menucha. Wa hiya nechotia lawa. Mikola oibayo. Miya sabiba ki. Shlomo yihye shmo. We shalom. Wa sheketa etain al Yisrael bi yamayo. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, the eye, who shall be a man of rest. And I will give him rest from all his enemies round about. For his name shall be Shlomo, Solomon. And I will give peace and quietness to Yisrael, to Israel, in his days. 1 Chronicles 22:9. Hine bein nolad lak. Hua yihye isha menucha. Wahe nichoti alowa. Mikoloi bayo. Mia sabiba ki shlomo yihye shmo. We shaloma wa sheketa etena al Yisrael bi yamayo. Concerning this verse, Rav Yehuda Halevi, Rav Judah the Levite, said, are not all sons born to their fathers? Why should scripture say here, born to thee? Nay, baina nolad lak. Why should the scripture here say, born to thee, nolad lak? Because lak means to heal thee, to heal the eye. That is, to heal the eye of chatateka, of the eye chatiyah, the eye ukri, forfeiture, sin, lack. Whence, from where do I know this? From what Nathan Hanabi, what Nathan the prophet said, even in 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 13. Yahweh, Jehovah, also hath put away thy sin. Thou, the eye, shalt not die. 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 13. Gama Yahuwah He'ebira chatateka lo tamut. And scripture goes on to say, Bathsheba, Bathsheba bore a son and called his name Shlomo, Solomon, and called his name Solomon. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, sent by the hand of Nathan HaNabi, Nathan the prophet, and called his name Jedidiah.
Vaya Nachem Dawida Eita Bata Shava Ishtoa Vaya Boa Eleha Vaya Ishkava Imaha Vaya Ishkava Imaha Vateleda Bain Vatikra Eta Shemoa Shalomo Vayahuwa Ehebo Vayishlach Biyada Natana Hanavi Vayikra Eta Shemoa Yedidiya Ba'evur Yahuwa. And David comforted Bathsheba, Bathsheba Ishto, his wife, and went in to her and lay with her, and she bare a son, and he called his name Shlomo, and Yahuwah and Jehovah loved him. Hear the Hebrew. Vaya Nachem David Eita Bata Sheba Ishto Vaya Boa Leha Vaya Yishkaba Imaha Vaya Teleda Bain Vaya Tikra Eta Shemo Shlomo Vaya Huwa Ehebo. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and he called his name Jedidiah, Jedidiah, Jedidah, because of Jehovah. Jedidah, that is the beloved of Jah, the beloved of Jehovah. Vayishlacha b'yad Natan Hanabiya, Vayikra et Shemo Yedidiah. A further interpretation, Targum, of hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Answer me, answer I when I call. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse, even from Devarim, Deuteronomy 4 and 7, that reads, for what great nation is there that hath God so nigh to them as the Lord our God is whensoever we call upon him? Ki ni goya gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim elayo kayahua Eloheinu bekolak areinu elayo. For what nation is this great who God so nigh to them as Jehovah Eloheinu, he who be we be aina Elohim aina power is in all things. We that I and I call upon him. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim elayo kayahua Eloheinu bekol akareinu elayo. Rav Yudan, in the name of Rav Yitzhak, Rav Isaac, suggested four ways of expounding the verse. Suppose a man has a patron, and the patron is told, thy client has been imprisoned. The patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. Then the patron is told, behold, thy client is taken out to be sentenced. And the patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. But when the patron is told, behold, thy client is being executed by the sword, what of the man and what of his patron then? On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, delivered Moses from the sword of Pharaoh, as Moses said, even in Shemot in Exodus 18 and 4. The God of my father delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. Wishim ha echada Eliya Ezra Ki Eloheya Abi De Ezariya Wayat Leini Meya Chereba Paro. And the name of the one was Eliezer, for the God of my father, said he was, mine help and delivered me, delivered I from the sword of Pharaoh. The name Eliezer, that is, Eli, my God is Ezer and help. The verse, Wishim ha echada Eliya Ezer ki Elohe Abi de Ezariya Wayat Eleini me chereb paro. The Eli, El Elohim of my father, Elohe Abi, delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. Wayatz Eleini me chereb paro. In this connection, Rav Yanai, quoting the verse from Shemot, from Exodus 2 and 15, Moses fled from the presence of Paro, from the face, the presence of Pharaoh. Wayibrach Moshe mipnei Faro. Moses fled. Wayibrach Moshe from the presence, from the face, mipnei Faro. Moses fled from the face, the presence of Pharaoh. Wayibrach Moshe mipnei Pharaoh. So Rav Yanai, quoting this verse, he asks, how could a man possibly flee from the king's presence, from the king's face? What the verse really means is that when Pharaoh sees Moshe and sentenced him to be beheaded, the executioner's sword sprang back from his neck and was shattered. For the verse in Song of Songs 7 and 5 that reads, thy neck is as a tower of ivory, refers to Moshe's neck. Rav Abiathar asks, there is more to be said. The sword of Paro, of Pharaoh, springing back from the neck of Moshe, fell upon the neck of the executioner and slew him. Thus, like this, when Moshe said, Elohe Abi, the Elohim of my father delivered, I livered, Vayatzleini, me, from the sword, the Chereb Paro, the sword of Pharaoh in Exodus, in Shemot 18:4, he meant Elohim delivered me, but he did not deliver the executioner. To point up this incident, Rabbi Rakaya quoted the verse, even the verse from Proverbs, from the Mashal, from Mishle Shlomo, from Proverbs 21:18 that reads, the wicked, the ratchet, is a ransom for the righteous. Kofer latz adik rasha, witachata yisharima boged. The wicked is ransom for the righteous. Kofer latz adik rasha. And Rav Abin quoted the verse from Proverbs, from Mashal, Proverbs 11 and 8 that reads, the righteous is delivered and the wicked cometh in his stead. Adika Mitzara Nechelat Wayabo Rasha Hachetayo. The righteous is delivered. Adika Mitzara Nechelat. And the wicked and the ratchet cometh Wayabo Rasha in his stead. Tachetayo. Rav Yehoshua, Joshua related in the name of Rav Lewi, Levi, when Moshe fled from the presence of Paro, the presence of Pharaoh, some of Pharaoh's guards were made dumb. Some were made blind, some lame, and some deaf. When the blind asked the dumb, "Whither way did Moses flee?" the dumb could not answer. And when the lame asked the deaf, "Whither way did Moshe flee?" the deaf could not hear. And when the deaf asked the blind, "Whither way did Moshe flee?" the blind could not see. Hence here HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, even in the words of Shemot of Exodus 4:11, Who has made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Vayomer Yahweh Layo, Mi Sama Peh La Adam, or Nia Yasuma Ilem, or Cheresh, or Pikach, or Iwera. Hello, Anoki Yehovah. And Jehovah said to him, "Who hath made man's mouth? Who hath made man's mouth?" Vayomer Yahweh Layo, Mia Sampe La Adam. Or who maketh the dumb? Or Mia Yasuma Ilame? Or the deaf? Or Cheresh? Or the seeing? Or Pikach? Or the blind? Or Iwer? Hath not I, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Hello, Anoki Yahuwah? Rav Oshaya related, Paro, Pharaoh's guards seized Moses, brought him up on the scaffold, tied him to a post, and had already placed a sword upon his neck. When an angel, Malaak, came down, and in the likeness of Moses, the likeness of Moshe, appeared to them, so that they seized the angel HaMalaak and let Moshe go. Then Yahuwah Jehovah divided Pharaoh's guards into several companies, making some dumb, some deaf, and some blind. When the dumb were asked, "Whither, where did Moshe flee?" they could not answer. And when the deaf were asked, "Whither, where did Moses flee?" they could not hear. And when the blind were asked, "Whither, where did Moses flee?" they could not see. Hence here it is said, Abi, Elohe Abi, the Elohim of my father, was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh in Exodus Shemot 18:4. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moses, "Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf? Or the seeing? Or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Mi sampe la Adam, or mi yasuma ilem, or cheresh, or pikach, or iwer. Hello, Anoki Yahuwah." And so, when Dawid, when David prayed, hear me when I call, Bikari. Hear I when I call, Bikari. He meant, as thou, the I, didst formerly maintain the cause of Moshe, the cause of Moses, wilt thou not now maintain mine? As scripture says, even in Devarim and Deuteronomy 4 and 7, Elohim is nigh, is near. The true good, the true God is nigh, is near. Whensoever we, I and I call upon him, Elohim akrovim, bekolakaenu elayo. Elohim is near, is nigh. Elohim akrovim. Whensoever we, I and I call upon him, bekolakaenu elayo. In all that I and I call upon him, bekolakaenu elayo. Rav Yudah, in the name of Rav Yitzhak Isaac, suggests another way of expounding the verse, what nation is there that hath God so nigh, that hath God so near? Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim. Suppose a man as a patron, and the patron is told, thy client has been imprisoned. The patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. Then the patron is told, behold, thy client is taken out to be sentenced. And the patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. But when the patron is told, behold, thy client has been cast into the sea, what of the man? And what of his patron then? Not such a patron is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One, blessed be He. For He delivered Jonah, out of the bowels of the fish, as is said even in Jonah 2:11. The Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Rav Yudan, in name of Rav Yitzhak Isaac, suggested still another way of expounding the verse. Ki mi goy gadol asher Elohim akrovim. What nation, what great nation is there? Ki mi goy gadol. What great nation is there that hath Elohim so nigh? Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim. Suppose a man has a patron, and the patron is told, thy client has been imprisoned. The patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. Then the patron is told, behold, thy client is taken out to be sentenced. And the patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. But when the patron is told, behold, thy client has been thrown into the fire, what of the man and what of his patron then? But not such a patron is HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For He delivered Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah out of the fiery furnace, as is said even in Daniel 3:28. The God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have sent Melacho, his angel, and delivered his servants that trusted in him. Rav Yudan, in the name of Rav Yitzhak Isaac, suggested still, another way of expounding the verse. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim. What great nation hath Elohim so nigh, so near? Elohim karovim. Suppose a man has a patron, and the patron is told, thy client has been imprisoned. The patron replies, I shall maintain his court. Then the patron is told, behold, thy client is taken out to be sentenced. And the patron replies, I shall maintain his court. But when the patron is told, behold, thy client has been thrown to the wild beast, what of the man and what of his patron then? On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, rescued Daniel from the lion's pit. Therefore, Daniel said, my God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, that they have not hurt I. Daniel 6:23. Rav Yudan now offered his own way of expounding the verse. Ki mi goy gadol ashalo Elohim krovim. What great nation hath Elohim krovim so near? A man may have a patron, but when a time of trouble befalls the man, he cannot go in unannounced to his patron. Instead, he comes and he has to stand at the patron's door and call a servant or a member of the household who will tell the patron, so-and-so is standing at the door. But not such a patron is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One. Blessed be He who says, Whenever a time of trouble befalls a man, he need call neither on Mikael nor on Gabriel. Make him call, but call on me. Call on I, and I shall hear him. As scripture says in Joel 3:5, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Wahaya kos asha yikra bishem Yahuwah yimaleit. It shall come to pass. Wahaya. It shall come to pass. Wahaya. That whosoever shall call on the name of Jehovah, Wahaya, call Asher Yikra B'Shem Yahuwah, shall be delivered. Yimalek shall escape. Yimalek shall be delivered. Rav Iskandri Alexandri related, once it happened that a magistrate whose name was Alexandros was trying a robber, and when he asked him, what is thy name? The robber answered, Alexandros. Whereupon the magistrate said, let Alexandros be free. Now, if he was freed only because he happened to have the same name as another mortal, how much more certain is the freeing of those who bear the name of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. That is to say, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, whose name is the upright ones of El, the upright ones of the true good, the true God, the upright ones of the power. In this connection, Rav Finhas Phineas made two comments, one in the name of Rav Ze'era, the other in the name of Rav Tanhuma Bara Chenilai. In the name of Rav Ze'era, he said, suppose a man has a patron and imposes special burdens upon him. His patron says, I find that so-and-so is unduly burdensome. But not such a patron is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He puts up with all the burdens
that are imposed upon him. Of this it is written, even in Psalm 55, verse 23, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. He will sustain thee. I. Hashleka Ali Yahuwa Ye Habika Wuhua Ye Kalikaleka. Cast thy burden upon Jehovah. Hashleka Ali Yahuwa Ye Habika. And he will sustain thee. Wuhua Ye Kalikaleka. And in the name of Rav Tanchum Baruch Hanilai, Rav Phineas Pinchas said, suppose a man has a patron and enemies come and seize him at his patron's door, so that even as he cries out and as his patron is coming to his help, the sword passes across his neck and slays him. On the other hand, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, delivered Jehoshaphat, from under the sword of the captains that were with the kings of Syria, as is written even in 2 Chronicles 18, verses 31 to 32. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, it is the king of Israel. It is the king of Israel. Therefore, they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and Yahuwah and Jehovah helped him. And Elohim moved them to depart from him. The verse here shows that Jehoshaphat was just short of losing Rosho, his Rosh, his Ras, his head, when Yahuwah, when Jehovah saved him. Rav Shimon Simeon said in the name of Rav Zerah, if a man has a rich brother, the man acknowledges him. But if the brother is poor, the man does not acknowledge him. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not so. Even when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel are Chalila, God forbid, most degraded, and Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, continues to call them his brothers and companions. As is said, even in Psalm 122, verse 8, for my brethren and my companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Lema'ana achaya ve'ra'aya edabrana shalom bak, for my brethren and companions' sake. Lema'an achaya ve'ra'ay, I will now say, edabrana, I will now say, shalom bak, peace be within thee. Shalom bak. And as it is also written in Psalm 148 and 14, he shall exalt the horn of his people, even the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, a people near, a people near to him. And he hath lifted up a horn for his people. Wayarema karena l'amo. Tehillah l'kola chesedayu. A praise. Eyes is a praise for all his saints. Tehillah l'kola chesedayu. Livnei Yisrael amag robo. Even for the
children of Israel, Libnei Yisrael, a people near to him, Amkrobo. Hallelujah. Praise Jah. Not only that, but Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'Elohim declares, I am nigh to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel. As is said, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 4, verse 7, what great nation is there that have God, the true good, Elohim, so nigh to them? As Yahuwah Jehovah Eloheinu, I and I Elohim is, as I and I Elohim be, he who be, who he be. Ki mi gadola, ki mi goy gadol ashaloa, ki mi goy gadol ashaloa Elohim akrobim elayo, ka Yahuwah Eloheinu, bekola Arenu Elayu. Rav Za'era said, suppose a man has a friend who so inconveniences him with his needs and his wants, that the man comes to dislike him and tries to avoid him. But with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, it is not so. The more a man importunes, inconveniences Elohim, the true good, the true God, with his needs and his wants, the more Elohim loves him. As is said even in Jeremiah 33, verses 1 to 3, that reads, moreover, the word of Yahuwah Jehovah came to Jeremiah, the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, call to me, call to I, and I will answer thee and show thee great and hidden things which thou knowest not. Rav Za'era said further, suppose a man has a client. The first time the client comes to visit, he seats him upon a couch. The second time the client comes to visit, he seats him on a chair. The third time, he seats him on a bench. But the fourth time, he says of him, how this fellow forces himself upon me, and how he burdens me. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not so. The more often the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, throng toward his place of prayer, the greater is his joy. Hence here it is said, for what great nation is there that have Elohim so nigh, so near to them? As Yahuwah Jehovah Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, I and I power is, whensoever we call upon him. Ki mi goy gadol, asher lo Elohim krobim elayo, kayahuwah Eloheinu, bekolak areinu elayo. Rav Pinchas Phinehas said, in the name of Rav Yehuda Judah, though an idol of gold appear near, yet it is far away. As scripture says, even in Isaiah 46 and 7, it is borne upon the shoulder, it is carried and set in its place, and it standeth. So that it is actually with a man in his own house, and yet, as the verse concludes, yea, though one cry to it, it cannot answer nor save him out of his trouble. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not so. Although Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'Elohim, appears to be far away,
He is nearer to man than is an isle of gold. As Rav Lewi Levi taught, it is 500 years journey from earth to heaven, and 500 years journey across the circle of heaven, and 500 years journey from heaven to heaven, and 500 years journey across the circle of each heaven. That the time for each journey is the same is shown by the recurrence of the word circle in the following verses. 1. He walketh in the circle of heaven in Job 22 and 14. 2. He set a circle upon the face of the deep in Proverbs 8:27. 3. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth in Yeshaya, Isaiah 40:22. Furthermore, above the heavens are the feet of the celestial creatures. And said Rav Chelpo, in the name of Rav Abba, it is 515 years journey across each of their feet, as is shown by adding up the numerical values of the letters, the Hebrew letters, in the word Yishreh. The journey across each of the thighs of the celestial creatures takes as much time as all of the previous journeys together. And the journey across each of the backs of the celestial creatures take as much time as all of the previous journeys together. The journey across each of the faces of the celestial creatures take as much time as all the previous journeys together. The journey across each of the horns of the celestial creatures take as much time as all of the previous journeys together. The journeys across the throne of glory takes as much time as all the previous journeys together. And upon this throne of glory and above all the celestial creatures is, according to the quote from Yeshaya, Isaiah 57 and 15, the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Kadosh, whose name is holy. High and lofty as he is, yet he dwells, quote, with him that is of a contrite and humble heart. Make a man but come into a synagogue, the Hebrew church, and stand still, and there murmur his prayer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, gives ear to him. Hence, as it is said, the Lord our God, Yahweh Eloheinu, is near, whensoever we, I and I, call upon him. Ka Yahweh Eloheinu, abikola kareinu elayu. Rav Chanina asked Rav Shmuel Samuel, what is meant by the words from Lamentations 3, verse 44? Thou hast covered thyself with the cloud, that our prayers should not pass through. Rav Shmuel Samuel replied, there are times when the gates of prayer are thrown open, and times I was when the gates of prayer are shut. But the gates of mercy are never shut, for it is said, Ka Yahweh Eloheinu b'kolak areinu elayo. Yahweh Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, is nigh whensoever we, I and I, call upon him.
I forgot to be your lover, but I'm so sorry.
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith courage and the just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
May I and I, Lord David the King, Kedemawi Hadassalashi, live for Ivor and Ivor. Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam, Melkam, Adis, Ahmet, Adarasachu. A beautifully good Sabbath, a beautifully good New Year, here. Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam, Tainayas Talin, Yesai, Melkam, Adis, Ahmet, Adarasachu.